Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
And I think the other, another thing that's really complicated about family, you guys, is that when somebody marries, they marry a person, but that person comes with family.
This is Focus on the Family Minute with Dr. Kathy Cook.
Right, so there's in-laws and there's siblings and there's aunts and there's uncles and there's, yeah, so we don't know them, so it's hard to love them, but you can love without knowing them because that's what we are, lovers, right? We love because God loves us. And I haven't found a Bible verse that says, you know, because you know them well, you should love them well. No, you love because your daughter's married into that family. And now you go to a family dinner, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and you choose to sit next to somebody you haven't gotten to know well yet. And you say, oh, so you're the Aunt Kathy. You're my son-in-law's sister. I'd love to get to know you. Tell me about yourself.
More from Dr. Kathy Cook at FamilyMinute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
America's Judeo-Christian Foundation was affirmed by 1,000 pastors partnering with the Israeli government and the people of Israel this past December. Come hear Pastor Frank Triggs of Paso Robles as he reports on this historic event with information on the October 7th atrocities committed by Hamas and the heroism of the people of Israel. Join Pastor Frank Monday, May 4th at the monthly Slo County Tea Party meeting at Republican headquarters. Meeting starts at 6 p.m. with soda and snacks provided. Don't miss this epic presentation. See you there.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, brought to you by Frontier Floors and Window Coverings at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-7878 or online at frontierfloors.net.
The Rest of the Story. How close did we once come to World War III? I'll tell you how close. 1959. An American SAC B-47 on forward alert has taken off from a secret airbase in England, ostensibly on maneuvers, but there are live nuclear warheads aboard. So at any moment, the crew could receive orders to enter Soviet airspace and drop the big one on Leningrad. Considering Cold War tensions, they have expected it. The B-47 is above the clouds now, following a prescribed course. Below should be the White Sea. But then the pilot, C.D. Bohan, catches a shadow off to his right, and the co-pilot confirms it's a flashlight. Flashlight, that's the NATO code word for the Yak-25, a Soviet twin-engine interceptor designed and built for one purpose, to shoot down B-47s. Something has gone terribly wrong. Somehow the American plane's navigational equipment has let them down, has guided them into forbidden skies. That flashlight can cut them to pieces in a second. Both pilots knew that. But the B-47 has its own radar-aimed guns, so it could be a double funeral. So perhaps while considering these things, the Soviet pilot pulls alongside the Boeing bomber, wingtip to wingtip. The pilots can see each other's faces now. It's a stare down on the dawning of doomsday. And suddenly there's a voice on the B-47's radio, English spoken in a heavy Russian accent. You are approaching the Soviet Union. What is your intention? Captain Bohan, calmly as possible, tells of the equipment failure and asks, may we turn around and go home? The following silence is taken as a negative. The options are dwindling by the second. If the Yak downs the American plane, a worldwide nuclear war has begun. If the Russians try to force the B-47 to land, she will resist with everything she's got. Same result. Meanwhile, over the radio, persistent, awesome silence. So Captain Bohan once again makes contact. He tells the Russian pilot, in effect, I have something you want. Let us go home and it's yours. It's a gamble, but it's all they've got. They've already committed an unauthorized breach of radio silence. They know all of the regs against passing information or equipment to the enemy, but it's the world we're talking about here, so the Americans roll the dice. Following another tense stretch of static, the Russian pilot responds. He says he must confirm that the Americans really have what they say. And with that, the Yak rolls out, up and over, until it is flying upside down, canopy to canopy, with a Boeing bomber. And after completing visual verification, the Russian rolls back out. And he's obviously weighing the various benefits and consequences when, after a seeming eternity, he's back on the radio. Details of the shipment are specified and memorized. Delivery is promised, and the deal is done. The Americans and their multi-megaton bombs may go in peace. And thus, once upon a nightmare, was everything we know ever so quietly pulled back from the brink of oblivion. Not through the wisdom of any government, but because two pilots, two people, kept their heads and jettisoned the rules and made a trade, the planet, for an irresistibly fascinating trinket. The B-47 Navigator's genuine American wristwatch. The $2 Timex that saved the world. And now you know the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by Buy the Book Heating and Air, your local reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vealey, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. And today I'm talking with my co-founder of Cal Coast News, Dan Blackburn, about I had a hearing yesterday morning, and the judge had put out a tentative, two tentatives before the hearing. Both tentatives were that she planned on ruling that our slap motion was accurate and that she was going to dismiss the case against me. The case is not over. She took it under submission. Again, even though the tentative was positive, it is possible that she will, that some things could change. So this is not an end ruling. But I do want to get into something that did occur here. The thing about anti-slap, they're supposed to get rid of frivolous lawsuits quickly, usually within 60 days. But in this case, you had a number of people. You have former city manager and chief of police, Ty Lewis, and a man named Clive Pinder. I think he's a Nigerian, someone born in Nigeria that is living in the United States currently, not a citizen. And the two of them interjected themselves into this case in an attempt to get the judge not to listen to the facts of the case, but instead to make this about something else. And let me explain. What they did in this case, well, first I want to explain something about John Belcher. John Belcher and his client, Ryan Pettit. Ryan Pettit was beat up years ago. Beat up his girlfriend years ago. And after that, she reported that he'd been trying to hire a hitman to have me killed. I have been very careful about people knowing where I'm at. Twice you had the other one, Dan, the guy you interviewed on audio tape recently. two different people have talked about attempts to harm us. And I am very, very careful about letting people know where I live and letting people know my addresses. One of the things I have done is Cal Coast News as an agent for process of service. So you don't have to serve me. Yeah, you can just serve our agent for process of service. But in this case, for some odd reason, Belcher wanted to serve me, but then sent a letter to P.O. Box, which isn't proper service. And also at that time, Clive Pender put in, he hired Ty Lewis. I think he says around February, they claim they served me at a home in June that Ty Lewis had determined was my primary address. And again, this is not, they're trying to say that the slap motion was filed 9 days late because they're claiming one address was my primary address and I have another address where I vote and have my driver's license. I have a number of different places I stay. I'm very private about where I go because of the threats against my life. And that is the reason. But this all starts with Pender putting in a declaration that he hired an unnamed private eye to follow me because of articles I wrote about him in January. He was mentioned in one sentence in an article that he was one of several people that did a records request. The negative article was actually written about him in June, months after he says he hired Ty Lewis because of a negative article, multiple negative articles. He did that under penalty of perjury. What do you think, Dan?
Well, you know, I think let's go back for a moment to discuss how this guy got involved in the case in the first place. You said they entered into it and made some assertions. It's well and good that we discussed a little bit about them because they're both kind of involved in this group that would like to become part of the new media center of the new group. So there's an ulterior motive to them being involved in your case, which is they were thinking if they threw another rock in the bag, you'd sink. But it's not quite true. All it's done is expose them to some degree as being involved in this whole thing, for better or for worse on their part. But, yeah, as we've been talking, I go back in my memory and thinking about how Belcher first came into the light, and it all had to do with Adam Hill. Those who read Cal Coast News, this might be old news to them, but I still find the memory interesting. Adam Hill was kind of on the side, actually, and rather openly to some degree, shilling for this private development company. Turned out to be Belcher and his buddy Ryan at that time. They didn't come into our view, Cal Coast News' view, until it looked like suddenly Adam Hill was doing some, you know, what basically turned out to be unlawful activities, conditioning his vote as a county supervisor based on his, what he hoped were private and secret business arrangements. And again, once Vili gets on the track, man, she's something to watch. And the idea that Adam Hill was shilling for this company, basically, they didn't know it at the time, but it exposed Belcher and Ryan to some very detailed attention they certainly did not need at the time. So way, way back, this guy, this attorney, Belcher, got into the crosshairs, essentially, of interest for Cal Coast News because they were doing something that was almost so blatantly open. As I recall, there's a photo of Adam Hill at one of this new business group's opening, you know, ribbon-cutting party. And there was no attempt really to hide it. You know, and then came the yellow sticker. And to me, that was one of the most interesting turns, and maybe you alluded to it earlier, but it's still, it kind of, it's, these are the little incidents that actually caused the moment, caused what's happening to you and with Calcos News at the very moment. Yeah, give a little on that.
And what happened was I had a dumpster diver who pulled, I said, I want every Post-it note, I said, if they write on a box of cereal, I want the box of cereal. Every bit of writing you get out of their trash, every document, I want. So he went through their trash for some time, brought me the trash, and I'm sorting it. And I'm going through the documents. And this was Belcher and Pettit's company. And I keep reading notes. Get Adam Hill to push this. Get Adam Hill to do that. Get Adam Hill to do this. In my wildest, I did not know Supervisor Adam Hill was involved in helping these guys get projects through in the county. It didn't even run through my mind. So then I see, put this LLC in Adam Hill's name, and I thought, I'm going to just look this up. I'm gonna run it through my, it was a Post-it note. It was a little yellow Post-it note and said, put this name to the LLC in Adam Hill's name. So I went to the Secretary of State, and it was transferred from Belcher's company to Adam Hill at the supervisor at his home at the country club in San Luis Obispo. I was immediately understood Adam Hill was working to push their projects while sitting on the board of supervisors and voting on them. It was a huge bit of information.
And that was the beginning of the unraveling of the up to that point meteoric rise of the career of Adam Hill.
He fell quickly, but it was important. Supervisor votes are not supposed to be up for bid. This was an important thing we did for this community.
And so much of Adam's, booty was minimal. I mean, it didn't seem like a lot of it was really worth taking a risk with his career. And he was a smart guy, so it wasn't a surprise, I think, to him to discover that he was breaking the law in certain areas. Otherwise, he wouldn't have taken the actions he did once he was under heavy investigation by the FBI. But again, Adam wasn't the cause of corruption in the county. He was in many ways, he was a victim. I remember when he first arrived in the county, I think I was probably working for New Times a little ahead of you at that point, trying to figure out who this guy was, and nobody seemed to know. Nobody could seem to find anybody back where he claimed to come from. I don't know. I forget how it all came out, but there wasn't much about him, and everything he said seemed to be kind of off. But nobody cared. It wasn't that big of a deal. I think at that time he was like a teacher, something at Cal Coast or over at the
Cal Poly
University there, Cal Poly. I don't know, and was looking at a political career at that time. But, Adam was just, I hate to belittle Calcos News, but, it wasn't as though it took a whole bunch of genius to figure out what he was doing. He was doing it right in front of everybody. And people used to ask me sometimes, where do you get this stuff? I said, it's like pound scum, it kind of rises to the top of the pool, and we're there, and Tribune isn't. Nobody else seems to care, and we skim it off. And then these are the stories. People bring them to us. They say, hey, look, here's what I'm not getting from anybody else. Nobody will read this. Nobody will listen to my lawyer. Nobody will do this. And, a good ear, both for a story and for people's problems, often leads to good reporting, which is kind of why Calcos News has been around for 18 years. Anyway, it's important, I think, to think back to kind of how this all evolved, and it was just kind of a bunch of stumbles. I suppose if you and I had time, we could probably go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 particular incidences that led to, where we are now, which is people coming out of the blue trying to sue you, and then you look back and say, wow, they're all kind of tied together in the same group of about 8-10 people.
It does. It does. And I've never, I recently met Clive Pender. I do want to bring out what I then found that Ty Lewis was following my daughter around. And my, I also, there were a couple times I went to restaurants. He sat nearby staring at me and parked near me when I went to the grocery store, different things. So I finally think, you know, I've got to do, I look into this, and they put a picture. They put a picture in, and they claimed it was me. It honestly isn't me. It's my daughter, which is kind of weird. But then they squished the house and tried to make my daughter look supersized, and they changed things. There's a tree in the front yard. There is a bush moved. The walkway goes up to a window. I had a sheriff detective look at it, and he said, no, that day, there's clearly no walkway up to that window. They have a car parked right next to the house in what is a side yard. You can't park a car there. The bush has moved from one side of the house to the other. My daughter is wider than a 5-foot window. I think they were trying to embarrass, fat shame, harm, humiliate. But Ty Lewis said, you know, I know that's Karen Vealey and this and this, and this is a car she drives. It was my daughter's car. And then Pender said, we all know it's her because of the shoes. It was just bizarre.
What was the purpose of their actions?
They were trying, because the judge should have heard this case back in October and it would be over. And they were using this case. The Tribune was writing story after story to belittle me. And they were able to push this off by claiming they wanted to make it about service of process and have a bunch of witnesses to say that they had seen me walk into this house. Well, first of all, I walk into that house all the time. It's my daughter's house. I do go there quite often. That doesn't mean you can serve me there. But we're going to take a break, a word from our sponsors, and be back with more with Dan Blackburn.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks rally on the final trading day of the month, with the Dow surging and the Nasdaq notching its 7th record close of the year, and the S&P 500 notching its 11th record close on strong earnings and as investors digested new economic data. The Magnificent 7 Big Cap Tech stocks were mixed after four of the group reported earnings. After the bell on Wednesday, shares of Google parent Alphabet surged 9% to a new record high on record cloud growth, while Meta stock fell 8% as its spending plans drew scrutiny. Microsoft stock fell 4% following its capital spending update, and Amazon shares rose nearly 1%. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, and Amgen. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, Nvidia, and Salesforce. The Dow rising 790 points, the Nasdaq higher by 219, S&P 500 up 73. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect, and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
The Sound Off lines are open at 238-5775, 238-KPRL. The North County's listening to you on Sound Off.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vealey, your host on Wednesday and Thursday. I'm talking with Dan Blackburn, the co-founder of CalCoast News. I'm going to go through this thing. The reason that Ty Lewis and Pinder got involved was to try to get the case to continue, and where Belcher wouldn't have had to pay, with a slap motion, they have to pay all my legal fees. If this had just been a motion to dismiss, they would not owe the legal fees. It is not the same. So by having this dismissed as a frivolous lawsuit, they have to pay the legal fees. And again, I had not met Ty Lewis at that point. I'd never met Pinder. They became very involved in trying to get, and then working with Belcher and his partner in an attempt to make this about service instead of, was this a frivolous lawsuit? The judge said she wasn't even going to go down there. She was just going to make it about the case, which was good for us. But again, I also look at this and I'm thinking, you were the chief of police and you're saying a photo proves where I live. And then again, it's not even me, but the bigger issue to me is the fact that I've had this photo looked at. There's no tree in the front yard. You can't move a bush around to the other side. You can't take out a side yard. You can't put a walkway up to a window. To me, this should be serious business. This is testimony at court and declarations. And even the sheriff's, you know, the sheriff's detective determined that wasn't an accurate photo.
Yeah, well, it's coming in on you. And I might say, we might kind of address, what does all this mean to, you know, our listeners? What does it mean to, you know, an individual out there? And maybe I can kind of preface it by saying all of this is involved with a singular issue, which is the control of the media in San Luis Obispo County. If that sounds like a grandiose projection, it's really not. The small county, it's already controlled by a core group of people who are very capable of doing what they're doing. So basically, I'm saying Karen is extremely involved in this on a day-to-day basis, and it certainly occupies her thinking, as we can all hear. But the reason it's impacting her at the moment is because of that overall objective. I empathize, Karen. I'm not going to say sympathize, but I empathize with what you're going through, which is kind of constant and certainly has had a huge impact on your life since you started CalCoast News with me.
I am very happy with what they have done, but I also want to point out that this is a man that was a chief of police, and he has partnered up. He has gotten involved in a case with someone who's under a criminal investigation. And he put out a photo to try to harm my case so it couldn't be heard. Because, again, this is about one sentence in one article. This is not about where I live. This is not about any of those issues. They tried to make this go longer so they could continue taking swipes at me, is what I believe.
Yeah, discrediting you as best they can. The Tribune contributed to a lot of that for the last year. It looked like you were their primary reporting subject.
And one of the things I do want to say, though, is there is still information coming out about John Belcher. There are still open cases. More recently, he lost his broker license. He had a real estate broker license. They took it away from him. He resigned with violations pending. And then he tried to resign with violations against the state bar pending. And they came back and they said, no, we're not going to let you step down and resign. And they gave a very good, let me read this to you. It would reinforce a negative rhetoric that attorneys cannot conform to their ethical and professional responsibilities and that they are able to evade discipline by resigning. Respondents' misconduct is serious, as respondents' deceitful and corrupt conduct was complex and prolonged and involved respondent depriving his clients of significantly higher amount than in the reference cases. This is the state bar asking the Supreme Court of California not to let him resign with charges pending. That's a powerful statement.
Yeah, it certainly is. That's just one of the entities that John is going to have to deal with, I guess. I wouldn't want to be dealing with what he's dealing with at the present time. I tell you, you just don't poke the Vealey bear.
Well, I have looked into more things because of this. Usually when people start attacking us, as you remember, they would call your children, they would attack you. Those were usually the people that were tied to corruption. And I think most of them ended up going to jail.
Something going on, yeah. If somebody's going to take the time to threaten like that, that's pretty personal. You just say, well, usually we'd say, well, who is this and why are we getting attacked? And then, they're there. It's silly. Again, everyone, I think, from the beginning, everyone who didn't want to see any good quality reporting in the county wasn't happy to see Gulf Coast News come along. And that, I keep going back to that, but that's basically the reason all this has been happening all these years. That's why every legal action, every threat, all this stuff, attention to your family members, the problems, there were a few death threats involved in there. Hopefully nobody took the shot. So
now there hasn't been anything happening, but when they go after our children, when they went after your son, when my daughter starts crying because Ty Lewis is following her all the time, one of her neighbors said he was parked near my daughter's home on Easter for hours and hours. Why? And no, Ty, you're not a witness in this case. The judge said she's not letting any of you testify. She gave deference. This is about one sentence in one article, and it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with Clive Pender. You inserted yourself in something that had nothing to do with you, and I have never met you.
Yep. Well, again, same threads. My empathy for you having to deal with these folks. And it's a whole new breed of opposition. I mean, I think they have a right, not the right, but don't they have access to some radio time in the county, too, where they can basically discuss anything they want to, including Calco's News and Karen?
Pinder does a one-hour a month show. And he actually said, I think it was back in October or sometime, he claimed I was hiding from warrants, literally hiding from warrants. I had people calling me saying, are you afraid you're going to be arrested? I literally called District Attorney Dan Dow, and I said, Dad, is there a warrant? Is something going on? Do I need to call some law enforcement agency? And he just laughed, and he said, no. You know, not that I know of, and I don't know every warrant. But it was pretty clear. This is just, you know, Pinder talking. But he, you know, warrant means you've done a criminal act. And for someone on the radio, they should know better.
Maybe not. I don't know if we're dealing with people who should know better.
I think it's accusing people of criminal acts without any, I mean, that's just ridiculous. You know, it was a ridiculous comment.
Yeah. Somebody down there who does that on a regular basis, and he's been doing it for many, many years. You remember him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There are a few, but that was a troll. That wasn't a radio guy. We had a troll that attacked Dan and I both. And, in fact, some of the same people went after, who was the, one of the hosts of KPRL Sound Off? I can't think of his name right now, but they went after him, and they even contacted his daughter and harassed his daughter also.
Yeah, he went before the Board of Supervisors and made a public demand that sort of thing be dealt with. Yeah, he was very angry. I think it may have cost him his job. I'm not sure. I don't recall exactly the details.
Oh, he did lose one job that Adam Hill asked them to fire him, and then he came to work at KPRL. I'm trying to think of a very, very great guy on radio. But
yeah, he crossed swords with Adam Hill, didn't he? Yeah, and that that shows you what kind of a guy Adam Hill is, that he would call and demand somebody being fired. Wow.
That was Dick Mason, and Dick Mason, began harassing his daughter. And again, they did that to you. I don't understand the people that think they need to harass your children. I find that despicable.
Well, of course you do, because you're a decent human being. Some people know exactly where the most vulnerable spots are on folks, and
Dick.
Some people choose to go after those spots.
And our children, I think, on all three cases, that was our most tender spot.
Well, sure. And it is with most people. And, you know, it's just, again, way back then, I don't think the mafia very rarely said, you know, and we know where your daughter goes to school. Families, generally speaking, off limits. Good Lord. We all fight and feud about different things. No reason to bring innocent people into the conversation. But such is life today.
And I have, I did check into the regulators for Private Eyes, which Ty Lewis is. And basically, if they know you and they don't like you and you know they're following you on behalf of someone else, if you see them doing that, you are supposed to send them an email explaining that you've seen them doing it. I saw you at this restaurant. I've seen you three times here. I know you're following me. I know you're following my daughter. I demand you withdraw immediately. That is the proper way. I did that. I did send an email to him demanding that he stop following my daughter, Ty Lewis, and stop following me. And the surprising, I sent this to you, he responded by contacting the sheriff and the district attorney's office, claiming he took it as a threat.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
And I did talk to prosecutors, and they said, that's not a threat. There was no threat in there. You followed the rules and told him to withdraw.
Here's what he thought a threat was. He gathered from your discussion that you were going to contact the authorities. To him, that's a threat. I mean, it goes no further than that. Oh, you're going to do that? So it wasn't as though you said, no, you get it wrong. You know, I have a big collection of, a real threat. It was farther than that. These people don't think properly. Again, You know, if they were thinkers, they'd be real thinkers.
And the other thing is, he also put in there, I'm a witness in your civil case. No, Ty, you were someone tried. The judge said she was not going to let you be a witness in the case. You don't know anything about what the. This wasn't about you. This was a case by somebody else. You inserted yourself later with Pinder. And I want to tell you how weird this gets. I was literally downtown. I'll start this. I was having coffee with a friend, and Pinder walked up and was very aggressive. But I'll get back to that after a word from our sponsors.
Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
What should you look for when choosing an insurance agent? Experience is a key quality. A good agent responds promptly. It gives you clear explanations, letting you know exactly all the details of your policy. And a good agent has good listening skills, and a good agent takes the time to understand your unique situation. A good agent, like Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Call 805-434-3276.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vealey, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. And today I have the co-founder of Cal Coast News. We're talking. I had a hearing yesterday, a slap motion on an anti-slap motion against what I believe is a frivolous lawsuit. The judge and her tentative agreed. The case is under submission when it comes back in. Again, it could go the other way, but right now the case, the tentative was very much that this did follow the anti-slap law and that she did plan to dismiss the case. And she planned on getting a ruling out very quickly. And I'm hoping that will happen. But, and I was talking about, you know, again, Pinder hired Ty Lewis to follow my daughter and me, or I don't know who he actually hired him to follow. Ty Lewis says he was hired by Pinder. And Clive Pinder keeps saying that he wants me to talk to him. And I've told him, no, you're a dishonest person. You've written things about me that aren't true. You know, he put himself in this thing under penalty of perjury. He said he was trying to serve me about a story I wrote in the beginning of the year. There was no story about Pinder in the beginning of the year, two stories. Did not happen. So I told him I want nothing to do with him. So I'm at a coffee shop about a week ago, and he comes up and wants me to respond to him. And I tell him, get away from me. I'm not talking to you. I want nothing to do with you. He walks away and starts screaming down the street and saying, do you have, I don't even want to say what he was saying. Do you have the balls to show up? Do you have the this? And it was just, it was ridiculous. And I'm thinking, buddy, you bring nothing to the table. Why would I ever talk to you? I don't understand why he thinks I want to have anything to do with him.
He was talking, was he, about the, he thought you would not have the nerve to appear at a recent court session. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Because in his mind, the sad thing is there'd already been a tentative out for about 3 to 4 days. I don't think he had read the tentative and didn't realize the judge was not going. She said, I'm not going to go down the residency thing that says, you know, I want to get right into the case and get this over with. And the other things, I have a right to give deference. We're not even going down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, after a while, a judge looks at something and says, this is ludicrous. They don't want to go any further with it. They don't want to pass it on. In this case, you had all the evidence to show that your position was correct. They apparently had nothing except that seemed there was a disagreement over the definition of a particular word, or and your I don't know it, the whole thing was superfluous. Again, it goes to the fact that the idea was not to sue you and win. The idea was to sue you and to create an issue with you professionally and personally.
And I think the issue was with a slap motion, we get the attorney fees and the court costs are covered. The other side has to do that. I'm going to bring a caller in. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
Hi, how are you today?
We're good.
I would just like to point out to all your listeners that there are people for you to be very threatening, your very existence to be threatening to them, kind of like Mr. Lewis. And it's because these are all villains. They all stand something to lose. And the only thing that stands between them and getting away with the mischief that they've been doing all along is Karen Vealey. So kudos to you. All these people that hate you should be a big bouquet of feathers in your hat, because they're all bad people, and you're doing a tremendous amount for our community. Keep doing what you're doing.
I'll say thank you for Karen. That was very appreciative, and you're a person who has seen through the veil of BS that we get from certain folks about the honesty level of Calcos News. It's people like you who make it all worthwhile. Am I right, Karen?
Absolutely. And again, thank you very much for calling in.
Have a good day.
Thank you. And Dan, it's odd. There are some people that absolutely hate us. And okay. It is the same. There are a lot of them are all tied to the same people that got Adam Hill in office, the same people that are trying to, it's even connected somewhat to this story about Adam Virgin and Jimmy Paulding.
Yeah. Briefly, when I was growing up in Sacramento, there was the Sacramento Union at the time. It was in the morning paper, and the Sacramento Bee, which was an evening paper. And the bee people hated the union people, and the union people, I mean, you know, the customers. But there was a different kind of hate. It wasn't real hate. It was just, I don't like your paper. I don't like your philosophy. I prefer my paper. That was the extent of the, you know. Now it's all entirely different. The people who hate Gulf Coast News, they don't hate you for your level of reporting, because if they're honest, they just aren't watching you or listening to you or reading you, and there's no, you know, it doesn't impact their lives. The ones that hate you are the ones that keep coming around knocking on your door or poking at the balloon, you know, that you fly in. And the ones, you know, you're hated by the folks that you can impact. And the more you impact people, the more others believe that you can impact people, often in a negative way if they're crooked, because, again, crooked actions just seem to kind of float to the top of the surface of the pond where Karen Vealey awaits.
Well, we did this together for years. We would look things up and find it. And as you said, all you got to really do is pick up your phone and then investigate. It really is not... Finding that Adam Hill was involved in that, it also, you had to know who Adam Hill was. And part of the issue is now a lot of these papers are hiring 20-year-olds that work till they're about 33 and go do something else. And they don't have knowledge of who the actors are, what the players are, what happened 10 years ago. They don't remember what was said at a meeting. They don't have the background to know who the players are and what's actually happening.
Yeah, it's a changing environment, and of course it's a changing medium too. I talking to somebody the other day, he says, what did you do? And I said, well, I still kind of do it. I was a newspaper reporter. I said, do you remember either of those? And he paused for a second. He says, hey, that's kind of funny. I said, yeah, but it's true. Newspapers are pretty extinct, and reporters are now journalists, right? They're old journalists. I don't think I was called a journalist at any point during my career. Not that I didn't really deserve it. But it's a different world, media-wise. There are fewer people. I guess in government you call it institutional knowledge, where there are decades and decades of history and discussion, you know, in your particular field of professionalism. So there's a lot to learn from the past. You know, now it's who can bring somebody in at what same old low salaries, and you know, and I suppose the forms are getting more and more limited. More and more people can figure out that for $100 they can outfit themselves to do basically, you know, what a newspaper could do in both in publication and in delivery overnight with $100 worth of gear. So things have changed. Things have changed, you know. And I guess I'm comfortable with where I am right now. I only know a few technological things, and that's enough to satisfy me. I know how to tie a fly on the end of my leader and fish it in a nice deep pool. But so that's.
And you know, there are people that want power through media, and I'm not going to name the media group, but I found out about a week ago, and not in our area, there's a media in California, just a small media, probably about the same size as Gulf Coast News, but they're actually owned by a developer that's under a criminal investigation. And I was thinking, wow, you know, it's there. Why would a developer tied to criminal activity want to own a media?
Well, I guess if he thought he could, you know, control every word that went out. Otherwise, it would be an unfortunate choice of actions.
And if you have a ton of money, and you know, we're talking billions of dollars, there's trouble with major government allegations. And I found it very interesting who owned this entity. But hey, Dan, I want to thank you for coming on today.
My pleasure.
And I talk to you soon. And as soon as we find out The judge should come out with a final ruling fairly soon, and we will inform the public. Thank you, Dan.
This hour of Sound Off was brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals across the parking lot from the movie theater in Atascadero. Honest, veteran-owned. Buy or sell precious metals with integrity. Monday through Friday, 10 to 3.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.